This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Man, with the mic in my hand.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, west. We are out west. Ashburn, VA.
VA in house.
BigBear.ai Performance Center for Commanders practice as they get ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas Day. You're listening to B. Mitch Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a regular-sized-eared blogger. Good morning,
man. Nah, nothing about your ears are regular.
What's up, dude?
You're a big-eared blogger. I'm good, man. How you doing?
We got some breaking news off the top.
What we got?
Trest Way voted to the Pro Bowl.
Hell yeah.
Makes his third Pro Bowl selection. Pretty damn cool, man.
Yeah, man. Look, Trest has been consistent since he's gotten here. As I told you, the most normal kicker I ever met in my life, because most most kickers and punters are the most aloof, strange people in the damn world.
Right.
But Trest is so damn cool. He's athletic. He could do multiple things, do baseball, golf. The dude is outstanding, but most of those little dudes some geeks, bro. I'm serious. But I like Trest, and congrats to him, man.
Definitely. So, through week 16, Trest has punted 50 times for 2,300 yards. But what's more important with the punts is 25 punts downed inside the 20.
Oh, yeah.
A net average of almost 44 yards, ranks second in the NFC in net punting average, and is tied for second in the NFC punts pinned inside the 20.
And that's
he's
about,
a weapon, dude.
He's a weapon, and also the guys that are running down there for him, he knows they're going to bust their asses for him, and they know that he's going to give them a chance. Trest has a way of kicking this ball that spins back like a damn golf ball on a damn green.
Totally.
You know, and I think you look at guys like Revo, you know, and, you know, Percy when he was out there too. Those guys are hauling ass to get down there and do things for him, because that dude is – and then again, he's not a punter who's going to just get out the way.
Right.
If they happen to get to him, he'll go lay a shoulder in there.
Well, and we got a little bit more here. Trest has now played in 194 games for the Washington organization.
Mm-hmm.
That ranks sixth all time. Do you know, I'm curious, these are at least two of these dudes you played with. I don't think you played with the third. Do you know who's played in the most all-time games for the organization?
Daryl Green,
295.
Mm-hmm. He played 800 years, man.
Do you know who's second? All time.
Second all time.
It's somebody you look up to.
Monty Coleman.
Yes, sir. 215 games for Monty. And you know who's third?
Third? Ooh, let me see.
It's another dude you played with and looked up to.
Bazo?
Art Monk. Art Monk at 205. And then I don't believe you played with Dave Butts, right?
Nah.
He was done by the time you got
here. Nah. I don't think they had two big enough helmets for both of us on the same team.
Dave Butts played in 203 games. And then I got to confess, I'm not familiar with Len House, H-A-U-S-S. Len House played in 196 regular season games. If Tress plays the final two games, which presuming he will, he'll move up to tied with number five for with House with 195 career games.
Good
That's
stuff.
Not the only Pro Bowl news I have for you, Brian.
Who else?
Nick Belore named third alternate special teamer.
I love Belore.
That's a dog.
Right. Listen, the thing about it, like, every time I see him walking into the thing, I can't see the guy I see walking in the tunnel making all those plays on the field. You know, when you see him, he looks kind of like a uncle, like an unk.
Yeah,
you know,
he's got some unk vibes.
Accountant type guy. Then he get on the football field, and he is, like you said, he's a dog, man.
Yeah.
I love watching him play ball, man.
Looks
can be deceiving in football.
And then one that might be closer to your heart here a little bit.
Oh, my man, Jalen.
Jalen Lane named second alternate.
Hell yeah. Specials. There we go.
Now, I don't know how this – Jalen is on IR.
He probably won't be able to – not the guy. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done until the offseason. Get ready to go for the season.
Yeah, I but still cool that he's been recognized.
You get recognized like that, and then a rookie season on top of it? Hell yeah. Great stuff there, man.
Yeah, man. Bad year, but doesn't mean everything was bad. You know?
Yeah.
Congratulations to Tress. Certainly well-earned, I'd say. I mean, the numbers are there to support it. And I don't know. Just pretty damn cool.
Very, very.
So congratulations to Tress. You're just getting in your car. Tress Way named to his third Pro Bowl. Had 25 kicks down to
Good
inside.
Job, brother.
You know what I'd love? Maybe Bees could set a line for us, right? So he's at 25 kicks inside the 20 with two games to play.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? If I set it at 28.5 before, so you need four more to get home. I guess we could back that math out, right? If he has 25 in 15 games, what does that work out to? 1 point?
1 point some. About 1.7-ish.
So four would be the number then, because it's two a game.
You say 3.5, so I can see him. That could be a damn... Very, very close one. You're starting to act like you're living in Vegas.
I'm a little sharp these days. I knew to take the Niners last night. I at least knew that. The problem for Tress getting that number is it's like offensive dependent. You know what I mean? Like there's so many factors in him pinning one deep.
Offense has to get the ball to a certain point. But then again, when you start thinking about that inside the 20, you're saying like the offense got almost to midfield and they stalled.
Right, so, it's not great.
Well, you might want to take the over.
Well, it's also this year. I can say this because there haven't been that many wins. But Tress's best punt this year was not a kick that put the opposition deep on their own goal line. It was that punt in New York against the Giants, their last win. There's only four of them, where he was back deep. He was on his own goal line and just. Uncorked one.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that ball in the air went like 65 yards.
Yeah, but that's what he is. He's a weapon. And
then Revo made the hella tackle.
Yeah.
They got a three-out Lane House call on the Giants' ensuing punt.
Yeah.
Like that turn of events right there was the key to winning that game. And it's just another – I think back to when we had Urban Meyer sit down with us at Radio Row. And he talked about he came up as a special teams coach. The first thing he did when scouting an opponent was always watch their special teams.
There you go.
Because that tells you how well they're coached. And did you see the thing I sent you last night on Instagram?
No.
So John Elway, and I think.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Talking
with Rich Eisen.
Talking about Terrell Davis.
So Terrell Davis, who's now in the Hall of Fame. You know, if you're my age, you saw those Broncos teams. Like, when I was a little kid, everybody talked about Elway couldn't win the big one. And then Shanahan got to Denver. They found Terrell Davis. I want to say he was like a fifth or sixth round.
Got a running game.
And they were the way Elway tells the story, they were in Japan for a preseason game, and Davis was miserable. And he's a rookie. He's not. He's like seventh on the running back depth chart. He's just miserable, and he wanted to quit. Elway tells the story that he went down to the front desk at the hotel to check out. And back then, you probably had to, like, check in and out of hotels. It wasn't like it is now.
Yeah,
you just leave. And TD is trying to check out of the hotel to fly back to Georgia. He was done. He'd had enough.
Couldn't speak Japanese.
And the people at the counter were like, I don't know what you're – there was a serious language
barrier.
Well,
they were saying they didn't know what he was saying.
Right.
By telling them they don't know what he's saying, he didn't know what they were saying.
Exactly, exactly. So Davis stuck it out, and in that preseason game, he was playing cover on kickoffs, and he lit that dude up.
Yeah.
And that's what caught Shanahan's eye. Like, special teams are just massively important.
Special teams will always get the attention, especially when you're trying to make a name for yourself. He said he was the seventh running back on the roster. If you're number seven on the roster, you might want to run down there and destroy a wedge, run through a bigger dude. Just whatever it can, whatever you can do to make the coach say, okay, that dude right there crazy. Let's get him out here. Like Raven Caldwell. Raven run down the field, his helmet came off. Guess what he did? Made the damn tackle without his helmet. You know, and that's why he acts like he does today. So,
and, dude, as bad as Washington's season has been, their specials have been good all year.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're – coverage units have been fantastic. The kicking game's been up and down, obviously, but the coverage, punts and kickoffs, has been really, really good all year. So I'm glad for them. Really happy for Tress, especially at this stage of his career, dude. He is.
I was watching a game the other day. It's like those special teams coaches I've seen along the years still in the damn league. Danny Smith, I watched him the other day.
Chewing
Danny,
gum.
Danny had to have like 25 pieces of gum in there and was still adding. He was still adding. Maya was watching the game with me. She go, what is he chewing? I say, gum. She say, and he's adding more? I'm like, he's going to add it to you. He's not going to have any more.
He's like me with Zins when the vibe is really flowing.
Woo!
Trest's going to be 36 in April. You know, re-signed. You just
keep going, Trest.
Yeah.
I played with probably the coolest. Sean was a little weird, but he was cool. Sean Landetta kicked until he was like 42, 43. He kicked for 20-something years total with the USFL and the NFL.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, and just knowing Tress, he's in better shape now than he was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, he recommitted and remember Liz Locker Room? She's always on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Liz is a funny lady. And she would always talk about Tress being thick in the right ways on Twitter. And I don't know if he heard her or not, but eventually, like, he's lost weight. He's jacked now.
Liz is great.
all right, so we're very happy for Tress Way. Congratulations there. Plenty for us to talk about. Cliff Kingsbury is going to address the media here relatively shortly. And it's going to be a quick practice today. These short weeks are crazy. Yesterday, you know, we got the news that they were signing Jeff Driskel. A lot of folks want to talk about Sam Hartman. We can address that. I did want to at least start with the game last night because I don't know how good the Niners are. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, but they beat the hell out of the Colts last night. And that you're right, B. That was a game early.
It was a game early. And then down the stretch, you know, they did some things.
Indy's first
the game
two
could get
drives.
Away. It gets away after a while. But I would say this. That defense of the 49ers, when a quarterback that can actually move, they're going to have problems.
I agree, dude.
Because you look at that game last night. Look, man, Phillip Rivers, kudos, hats off to him. Phillip Rivers can't move.
Or go downfield.
Okay, but he picked them apart.
Totally.
And if he had any wheels, it was about 5 to 6 times he could have gained another 75, 80 yards.
Dude.
But he can't run.
Their first drive, 9 plays, 72 yards. They're up 7-0. Right?
And they had to overcome some
penalties.
Some BS penalties.
Yeah. So their first drive, the Colts look fantastic. I mean, the Rivers stuff is really pretty impressive. But then the Niners go right down the field. They score. And then back to special teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Colts couldn't afford to do? Fumble a kickoff and give the Niners really good field position.
When that happened, you kind of felt that they were always chasing.
Totally.
But they were in that game till late.
Right. I just, specific to the Niners, I think they have clinched now, like a playoff spot.
I think last night did that for them.
Yeah, they have clinched. Dude, so the NFC doesn't have a whole lot still to figure out. The teams that have clinched, right, they haven't necessarily clinched the division but have playoff spots, Seahawks, Bears, Eagles, Niners, Rams. That's five. There's only seven spots.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever ends up winning between Panthers, Bucks, they each have two games left. One of them will get in. The other one will not because they're not going to have enough wins to get to a wild card. And then I think the Packers and the Lions are the last two teams trying to hunt down the last wild card spot. So five of seven are already spoken for, and the sixth is going to be the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's not a ton of intrigue. It's either going to be Packers or Lions. I guess technically Minnesota and Tampa could have a little bit of say in there because they're at 7-8 if they won both and Green Bay and Detroit just collapse.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't expect that, but it's possible. There is still seeding up for grabs, obviously. The NFC West is still up for grabs. The Seahawks are at 12 wins. The Niners and the Rams are at 11. I think it's important for San Fran to hold on to that 5 seed because then they'd be on the road against the winner of the NFC South, which I think San Fran still has enough pieces.
I think they have an advantage over them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if San Fran falls to the 6 and all of a sudden they got to go to Philly, or if San Fran falls to the 7 and they got to go play the Bears or whoever ends up in that 2 seed,
mm-hmm.
The Niners, the coaching job Kyle Shanahan's done is really impressive. The way Christian McCaffrey runs the football is so textbook. Like, the way he is secure with the football is so impressive.
Oh, yeah, like I always say, there are people that don't like to bring that second hand. If you bring that second hand over the ball when you're in traffic, for sure, you won't have many problems. And then when you get out in the open field, you're going to start running with it. But you can't be swinging the ball around in that traffic. Guys are taught to attack the football these days. And if you do it, you're going to be having fumbles a lot.
Like, I think one thing that's been interesting is watching Bill over the course of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really something there, right? And he's got to get better. He's got to develop. But there's something there. He's got some juice to him. He's got to get better with the football.
True. Like, 100%.
And people with running backs get so caught up in speed and moves and all this stuff. But ball security is job security.
What did I tell you about a running back? They got to do two things very well before they keep getting the opportunity, before they earn the opportunity to run the football. They got to protect the damn quarterback and protect the football. If they can't do those two things, they're not getting 20, 30 carries, no matter what. They could be 4-2-40. But if you can't protect the quarterback and hold on to the ball, you're going to be sitting on the sideline. Or you might be off a football team if you can't do go down and tackle people.
The way McCaffrey, two hands high and tight in traffic, and the way he seamlessly – so not everybody might not know this. When a running back is getting towards the sideline, you are supposed to put the ball
on
the outside shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. You want that ball on the outside shoulder. The theory is if you do get hit and the ball does come loose, it'll go out of bounds.
Yeah.
So when you see backs switch the ball depending which way they're running, that's why they're doing that. And most guys, it gets a little insecure when you're switching. And most guys, they slow down like a quarter of a step, just a little bit to make that transition.
Uh-huh.
McCaffrey does neither, and it's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Just the toughness with that dude has been impressive. I think White Bryan last night took Robinson to score a touchdown. He took Brian Robinson to score a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
They have a receiver out there now. Is it Dwayne D. Robinson?
Yeah.
White Bryan, you can tell me his first name. But so I see
it
Robinson
was DeMarcus
going.
And Ben Strober took DeMarcus. Robinson. I took Kittle.
Okay. Well, Kittle hit. so I see Robinson catch it, high pointing this ball. It was a great catch, touchdown catch. And I'm like, That sure as hell ain't B-Rob making that catch. And this dude had like dreads, hair coming out of his helmet and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
B-Rob was returning the kick.
I was like,
he was. Yeah, he told me he wanted to do that here.
I was like, has B-Rob fundamentally changed what he looks like? Like, am I Rip Van Winkle? How long have I been asleep for? The Niners must be the only team that if you have two dudes with the same last name, they don't put a letter.
Mm.
Did you know? Like,
I didn't even notice it.
The Robinson that caught the touchdown last night, there was no D. And then when B-Rob runs the football, there was no B. At least when I noticed it, White Brian, you watched. Did you notice that too?
Yeah, I don't know why that's the case. I guess they just don't care.
Some teams don't.
I had never thought of that before in my life. And then last night I'm watching, I'm like, huh?
I think one year I had B. Mitchell on my. When I was, I think I was in Philly though, because we had Freddie Mitchell on the team as well.
Freddie Mitchell cost me a lot of money. I'll never forgive him.
When he caught the one big pass he ever caught?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
you just bet against him all the other time, you've been rich.
That's the worst that's the worst gambling loss I ever had. And I was what year was that Super Bowl? Eagles Pats.
Man.
Oh, 06-ish?
He was, look at that. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Big man found it.
I had, you know what a lightning bet is?
No.
It was 2004, so I was 22 and broke, just straight broke. And I had a big boy bet on that Super Bowl, and I had a lightning on it, which means any point over what the spread was, I had a $100 lightning on it.
Mm-hmm.
So say the line in that was 6. I don't remember what it was. Any point over 6, I got an extra hundo on it.
Uh-huh.
But any point under 6, I pay an extra hundo on that. Freddie Mitchell caught that touchdown. I was screaming. I went and sat. My buddy was having a Super Bowl party. And after that game, I just went and sat by myself in the hallway upstairs in the dark for like an hour. Like, oh, boy. How am I going to pay this back? Those were dark times, Brian.
Only bet what you can pay, what you can afford, dog.
Nah, that's no fun.
Okay, well,
you can't win big if you don't bet big.
Yeah, you have to pay big when you lose.
What does Felica say? Says, just remember, the less you bet, the more you lose when you win.
Okay, I hear you.
All right, let's do this. Busy show today. We're gonna hear from Cliff Kingsbury in just a moment. Doc Walker gonna join us at 11. We should hear from Sam Cosmi around noon. And the one and only Barstool Nate, fresh off a trip to the Bahamas, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll open these phone lines up, too. It's going to be a fun day. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Cole. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's Christmas week. Tell you what, my kids are getting very excited about Christmas, B. You get to the 23rd.
They're kids, baby.
Yeah, man. This is
They get fired up.
We're close now. My little one. You guys have an advent calendar? Is it possible you have one and you're just unaware
Could be.
Of it? I'd argue we have too many advent. I think one advent calendar is reasonable.
Yeah.
I think we have four.
Why don't you just have one? Because you put everything on that one thing, you can see it all. You know what I mean? You have four different ones?
Yeah.
So do you ever have to say, oh, I got this, and then you look at the other one, oh, damn, we got something on that one?
So advent calendars aren't – we have one calendar of, like, what we have going on in the world. Advent calendars are like a Christmas thing. It's like a special – I don't know how the hell to describe an advent calendar. So it's just for Christmas, and it's a countdown to Christmas Day.
Okay.
And you typically, like, open up a little thing. We have one where you, like, slide this Christmas tree down. We now have another where we hang a little ornament on each day of the month. We have another one where you open this little door, and there's, like, a toy or a chocolate
inside. Do
you ever
forget to do it?
Me? I've done it 0 days. All right. The girls... Listen, the girls are home all weekend, all next
week. Well, you know, I've been around your kids, and if Shelby does one, ain't he going to want to do one.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to have two right there for sure. So you're not doing your job. I know Lauren is taking care of hers. You just don't do yours.
Yeah. Correct.
In other words, that's what it is.
Correct. There's a lot of advent calendaring going on at our place. But it does have me very aware of what day it is. 23rd, 2 days till Christmas.
Yeah.
Good luck to everybody out there and their Christmas shopping. I did a little Christmas shopping yesterday. I went to Bloomingdale's. I had to pick something up for my wife. And this, if you remember last year, there was the great debate about lip gloss. This year I was prepared. I knew where it was. I knew what I needed.
The lip gloss?
And it's a stocking stuffer. It's perfect. But B, it's also like the lady, the very nice older woman, well-dressed, wanted to help me. She's like, well, what do you need? I was like, that. And she's like, okay, well, what? I don't know if it's a flavor or a color or however they.
Red.
I was like, yeah, that one. she's like, wow, you really knew what you wanted. I was like, ma'am, I also need a gift receipt. Because if I got it right, awesome. And if I got it wrong, she's coming back. But
that's the thing that kills me about that. You know what you're going to get. Don't try to sell me the whole damn store, woman. Right. Stay out of my way.
Yeah. Well, not to mention, I was meeting Papa for a cocktail at Capitol Grill next door. Yeah. The longer I'm here with you, lady,
thanks for the invite,
is
man.
Less
thanks for the
time
invite.
There. Kinda,
thanks for the invite.
Kind of just happened because I had to go.
Now, Papa, you just call me next time. They over JP.
Papa wants to maybe see us on the peninsula.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of moving parts. But I went to Cap Grill and they had the potato bowl on. And then all I right. got to watch. So Washington State won that game, and at the end of the game, you know, like the Gatorade buckets they dump on the coach.
Yeah.
They had the bucket.
Well, what you're about to say is better than mayonnaise.
Yes. They had the bucket full of French fries. That they then dumped on the Washington State coach for winning the potato bowl. And I enjoyed that. I thought it was funny. The Mayo Bowl is gross. The Duke's Mayo Bowl, the winning coach gets a bucket of mayonnaise dumped on his head. Do you remember what Loxley did when Maryland won the mayonnaise bowl?
I can't remember exactly. But they threw the madness on him, didn't they?
Yeah, but he broke out the big hat.
Yeah, he should have.
He went with the big hat.
He should have. Yeah.
All right, back to business, Brian. It is Dallas week.
Totally.
And so I texted our friend Nui Scruggs from Dallas about joining the show tomorrow. And his exact response.
I like Nui.
Nui's funny, man. His exact response was, "It's Dallas week, LOL." How much from when? I mean, Nui's going to be hot tomorrow. He said, "It's Dallas week," with the laughing emoji. Then he said, "Toilet bowl game." And he said, "Nobody overrates their own talent like Jerry." So I imagine Nui's going to bring it tomorrow when we talk.
Oh, yeah.
When you got here, though, Brian.
Yep.
The Redskins-Cowboys rivalry was the fiercest in the NFL.
It was.
You had,
if it wasn't, I guarantee the people around here let you know it was.
What do you think it is now?
It's lost a lot of luster. And I think it lost a lot of luster because of the players are gone so quickly and so often. When I got here, you had guys that had been here anywhere from 5 to 10, 11 years. And they do it every year. And they were playing for playoffs. And they were trying to get to Super Bowls all the time. So I could understand why it was the way it was. Now, hell, they don't really know. and it's not even pushed like that. And then it was one-sided for so damn long to where I think the other side was like, oh, hell with that. We're not worried about it.
Yeah, man, it's still a big rival. I think for older fans, it is.
For older fans, it's still there. They despise anything blue and silver. They despise the Cowboys. They want to do whatever they can to harm them. But these young folks don't think that way.
I remember as a kid, the year.
See what fantasy football did for it? You cheered for having them bastards.
As a kid, I remember really hating the Cowboys. I remember really hating Michael Irvin. And I remember when I was in sixth grade. So this is the year after the Super Bowl. This is 92, I think. My teacher, I think her name was Miss Gerard, if I remember. We had to do like a writing assignment every week. And every week I just wrote about the Redskins, which was maybe a precursor to where my life would go someday.
Yeah.
But
at least you got something that you like doing.
Right. And to the point where she finally made me stop. She's like, "You got to write about something else." But I remember writing this paper when the Cowboys were coming to town, and if you recall, Daryl Green, the way I remember it, and I was a kid, so maybe I don't have it exactly, Daryl Green was playing with a broken arm. I want to say it was like
his. That's probably before me then.
No, this was 92.
I don't remember having a broken arm and playing.
Maybe it was just an injured arm, and I thought it was broken. But Michael Irvin talked all this S leading up to the game. Yeah, dude. Daryl Green famously played with a broken arm after suffering a fractured forearm in a 92 game against the Falcons.
Mm.
So he heard it in September, and he played, I think, the rest of the season with it. And Michael Irvin.
Think that happened today?
I mean, Herbert's out there playing with a broken hand. There's guys
Herbert's
toughing it
different.
Out there. There's guys toughing it
Some
out.
Some of them
out
are.
And I wrote this long paper about how much I hated the Cowboys and how much I hated Michael Irvin. Why would he talk S to Daryl Green, Super Bowl champion, playing with a broken arm? So the hatred of the Cowboys was very real for me, especially as a child. And then I remember when Gibbs was here and really had Gibbs 2.0, I'm talking about, and had that thing, that 05 team. Prior to last year, the best teams were Gibbs in 05 and then that 99 team with Norv, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember Cooley went for 3 touchdowns, I think in the first half, and it was Christmas time and it was late in the year against Dallas. And going into that game, I think it was a real fight to either win the division or a wild card spot or whatever. Yeah, dude, I got this here. So it's December 18th, 2005. Cooley had an 8-yard touchdown catch to score first from Brunell, then a 2-yard touchdown catch from Brunell. So they're up 14-0. Then Mike Sellers has a 3-yard touchdown catch from Brunell, 21-0. Then Cooley caught a 30-yarder, 28-0 at halftime. just a thorough ass kicking.
Yeah.
Third quarter, Liddell Betts punches one in from the one, 35-0 against Dallas. And at that point, well, this is 2005, so I was probably 23 or so, 24. And I remember I was sitting with my boy Trip Pierce. His mom back then had tickets. Rest in peace, Karen. We were hammered and having the absolute time of our lives just watching the Cowboys get pummeled. Mm-hmm. It was a 4:15 start, so, you know, it's cold, it's dark. And I had Cooley in fantasy, who had three touchdowns. That was like, that may have been the most fun I ever had watching the Redskins kick the tar out of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily feel like that now, 20 years later, and I think it's because the Eagles have become the dominant team in the division.
Yeah, and I think, but the thing of it is, like I said, that was a big rivalry for the fan base, more or less. But anybody in the East was a rivalry for the people in the locker room. And I think the Eagles became even more because they, after the body bag game, and then how their fans are, and then they started winning.
Yeah.
You know?
They were always obnoxious,
yeah.
but now you're good and obnoxious.
Yeah, then you start winning, and I think it changes. And I think it's okay for things to change. Like you look at it where when Auburn was very good, right, Brian, I'm sorry, when they were very good, you could see how that thing lasted. But when Alabama started beating them all the time, nobody really cared. You know? But and then they're so close in proximity. So you can understand you got bragging rights with your friends and your family. When it comes to Dallas, like you don't when they are good, they run out like it's dark, like a cockroach does. When they're bad, they run and hide.
Right.
They don't say a damn word.
Right.
So it like but back then it was people were arguing and fighting and whatever, no matter what the records were.
Totally.
You know, they were going at it. Like now It's things have changed.
Doc Walker's going to join us at 11. I want to have a quick conversation about Sam Hartman next. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat. I didn't realize I was in the background. I was just, WB should have texted me, dog.
In the background?
You know how, like, when you go into the YouTube chat, you, like, hit enter, and then you have to hit, like, enter again? I was in the first phase of enter.
I never knew about all that. I just go into it, and I'm there.
Everyone should look at B. Mitch's hat. If you're watching on Monumental or on YouTube, show Ben Neil, put your head down a little so people can see your hat's got
been
wings.
In space.
B is wearing an astronaut hat now.
So this hat is kind of like what you call him? Like, what's it? Elf on the Shelf?
Yeah.
And the other thing that you put in a different spot. What's the little thing they do when people travel with it?
The flat people.
What do you call it?
Flat. Like, you make like a flat
yeah, but
picture of a
person. This
hat
has been to space.
Beam is wearing an astronaut hat.
Yeah.
Shout out to the astronauts.
Yeah.
I need to get to Chow. The way you talk about it, I need to get there someday.
Bro, food is outstanding. Well,
Bishop likes it too,
ask
right?
Bishop about it. Bishop was telling me about it for like 2 years, and I kept saying.
I also believe you. I don't need to ask Bishop.
When he was telling me about it, I was thinking C-H-O-W. And I was like, I've been to a lot of those restaurants. He said, no, man.
You're like squirrel stew.
But when I found out all the stuff they did during COVID, man, I had to go check it out.
Shout out to Chow and the astronaut that B. Mitch got his hat. Let's have a quick conversation around Sam Hartman, because I think a lot of this, I think a lot of the posting you see, a lot of the commentary surrounding Sam Hartman, frankly, I think it's just engagement farming. Washington has told you repeatedly what they think of Hartman. And if you want to say that signing Jeff Driskel and keeping Sam on the practice squad is an affront to Sam Hartman, I would say this. One, he's been cut twice from a 90-man roster down to a 53. He's been on practice squads now his entire NFL career, which means a team could claim him at any time.
Yeah.
He's been available, right? And I think a player can have value on a practice squad roster that goes 70 deep now that isn't just his ability to play this Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think, like, people are just.
And just because you're on a practice squad don't mean you're one injury away from playing. A lot of guys, they use it for development. And they may see a possibility of 2-3 years down the road, not 2 or 3 games down the road.
It's also a guy that had shoulder surgery.
Yes.
Like, not playing Hartman is not a surprise to me, and I don't think it'd be a surprise to anybody.
Anybody that pays attention.
Right.
And, like, this is the problem, and this is the problem I have with people that cover the team, and they're here all the time. Don't make a story. That is not a story that he's not playing. I'm being honest with you. It's not a story. But to try to make it into one means you don't pay a damn attention and you don't know what you're doing.
So, or you're just trying to generate controversy, clicks,
that's what I
whatever.
Said, making yeah. a story. If you cover this team and you're trying to make that out of a, make a big deal out of that, you are an idiot. Point blank.
Like, look at how the team has handled it. He wasn't elevated last week. They only had 2 quarterback stress. They just brought in Driskel. Like, they're telling you they don't think he can play for them right now. And if you want to argue, then why have the roster spot? I think
it's not a roster spot.
Why have the practice squad spot, right? Get somebody in that could play. A lot of these practice squad guys are part of a long-term development. And I think with Hartman, he has a lot of value to the quarterback room. There's things he could do with that practice squad spot that still bring value to the team, or at least that's how the team sees it.
NASCAR, I told you I had the opportunity to go through some of the trucks and stuff like that. When I was working with, I do a lot of stuff with AAA. Some people have 2 cars and all these engines. There are certain teams may have a 3rd car. But you know what? They're not anticipating that 3rd car ever getting out there. Ever.
Right.
But they carry it alone. You know why? Because they got a little bit more money than the other squads. If it's about $200,000, I think it is. And it may sound crazy to somebody, but $200,000 on the NFL realm is nothing. They pay about $200,000 to keep him around. And if they develop into something later on, that's an investment worth doing. It's not like they're paying him $2 million to hang around. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And if you feel a need to have like this in-depth what is going on here discussion, I think you're coming from a dishonest place where it's like you're trying to just dunk on a guy that is probably working his arm strength back after the shoulder surgery.
And that's it.
Like, dude, you know what Colt McCoy said years. Remember Colt got wrecked in that title game, Bama, Texas, right? Years later, he said his arm was still working back from that shoulder injury.
Okay.
Like, the wrong kind of injury to a quarterback's throwing shoulder is a big deal.
But this
deal.
Is the difference, Jay. Practice squad can be used in multiple ways. You have a guy who can be trying to build his strength back and learn stuff. A guy may be a little injured, but he can work through it. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to put that guy don't need to go on practice on IR. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the cheaper route to keep somebody around to see if they develop into what you think they could develop into. And that's the thing I think people have to understand. There have been many people drafted, many people have been signed to a team because the team thought they would develop into something. They may and they may not. And sometimes certain positions get a little bit longer time to develop than others. And then all of a sudden you find out the person is gone. The team has not – They don't have that lust anymore because they don't see the development. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I know they don't see that person as a person that can step on the football field right now and help them.
Right. Doc Walker joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.